All right, it's Tuesday morning. Time to talk travel with Deanne Colin from St. Clair Travel. Deanne, good morning.
Good morning.
I have a lot of well-traveled friends on Facebook, none more than you, but a lot of friends that like to travel. And so yesterday, a lot of people were posting their pictures taken in front of the Notre Dame Cathedral.
Yes, I know. And I was thinking about going to dig mine out and all that. What a horrific thing. Mm. It was just, when I saw it yesterday on my phone, I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
What a tragic, tragic thing. Thank goodness so far they're saying that the inside of the church itself is, you know, a little bit,
They were able to save most of the artwork. The organ is intact. There was one firefighter seriously injured, but no loss of life. So it's just going to be a massive rebuilding project.
Yes, and thank goodness that they thought well enough ahead to get in there and have those firefighters go take that stuff out of there. You know, that's the saddest thing is like some of that, you can't duplicate a lot of that. You know, and we were just talking out in the lobby about even the tombs that are in there.
Yeah.
There's a lot of tombs and, oh my gosh, so much. And just the glass work alone, that's what makes that cathedral gorgeous. And it'll be rebuilt and there's been some major donations and things like that. It's just, nothing ever is the same.
Just goes to show you, if you've got something on your must-see and must-do and must-go-to list, don't put it off.
You know, I'm going to tell you something that happened to me over New Year's. My kids and I were supposed to go to Paris.
Mm.
And with all that unrest on those Saturday things, mm-hmm. My son and his girlfriend were nervous about going. She'd never traveled out of
the
country.
Understand.
So we canceled the weekend trip. And I'll tell you, that was the first thing that came to mind yesterday is my kids didn't get to see it. We're Catholic. It means a lot.
Right.
I've taken the tour of Notre Dame and her, my son's girlfriend, her family is a big Notre Dame down in Indiana. That's
Irish,
where they go to church.
Yeah.
So it just would have been very cool. So.
Yeah, don't put it off. Go see those things that you want to go see. They may not be there and you may not get the chance. Unfortunately, this summer, flying is going to be a bit of a challenge because there's not going to be as many planes available.
I know. Boy, I'll tell you, if you've got any thought of being on United, American, Southwest, and you are booked on any of those flights, you've got to get on that now to get that rescheduled.
Because Boeing has grounded a lot of those.
They're not flying this summer.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to be 300 or so flights a day that are canceled. Now, you take that into effect. And right now, they're not telling you in August that your flight's been canceled.
Right.
So you may not know. You may not know what aircraft you're on. A lot of people don't. I don't even know what aircraft
I don't
I'm
usually
on.
Look at that. No.
It's all about the seating when I'm looking at my seats, you know?
Right.
And I just want everybody to know, if you do have a Southwest, American, or United, just call to see what flight airplane you're on.
Yeah.
If you're on a 737 MAX, then you need to reschedule now.
Yeah.
You can get a full refund, but here's what I would suggest. I would suggest looking or to see what flights are available other than that airline. And then call so you're prepared to say, okay, I can get a refund. Because you may not you will get your money back, but you may not find a flight as inexpensive as you paid. And that airline should protect you if there's other flights that aren't using that aircraft.
What do you do when you show up at the airport and you find out that your flight is canceled?
Oh, boy. You better not show up at the airport and find out it was canceled if it's because of this.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
If it's because of this, then you haven't done your due diligence.
Yeah. Plan ahead.
Yes, plan ahead. Like right now, you really, really, truly need to call the airline and find out what's going on.
Yeah.
Because right now, from what I understand, I know United, American, and Southwest has canceled flights through August. Now, that doesn't mean it's not going to trickle down into September. So again, I would jump ahead of the game and just do it now. Also, do you want to be on those flights in September if the planes just came back on? So, to me, no. I don't think I would want to be because that means no one's really tested them.
Yeah.
So I would just basically say, go change your flights now.
Yep.
Your other question, if you get to the airport and your flight is canceled, first of all, go get on that desk and get something done. You know, if you have to, a lot of my clients will call me while they're in line and say, what are my options? And I'll tell them because obviously the computer's in front of me. And I'll say, okay, you need to tell them you want to go on the Delta flight that's leaving at 10:50 or switch over to American. They have a flight at 6, 9 o'clock. you have to be savvy. Get your phone out and start looking, because everyone in front of you is probably on that same connection.
Yep.
You know, so that's something you have to do. I mean, my brother lives in California and he'll call me. D, I'm in Texas. I need to get, you know, to Chicago and my flight's been canceled. What do I do? You know, and I just start saying, okay, what about this? What about that? You know,
I just feel like there's going to be a ripple effect if all these 737 MAX planes are grounded and a lot of flights are canceled. People are going to be finding other flights and those other flights are going to fill up quickly. And it's just going to create, I think, a mess at the airports all summer.
Oh, absolutely. Here's the thing. I am going to Reno for a wedding in August. And I have some siblings that haven't booked yet, or some cousins. And I'm like, you guys, you have to book now. These flights are going to fill up because you're taking away, especially going out west. Southwest goes out west. And that is going to be a major, major hit for the U.S.
Yeah.
American goes to the East Coast. So you're going to find it that way. The thing is that Delta has none of those planes. So Delta is going to fill up immediately out of Detroit. And then it's going to just cause, again, that trickle effect.
Yeah. Greyhound, that's the way to go, right?
Oh, my gosh. Or Amtrak.
Amtrak.
I don't know about the bus thing.
I hear you. All right. If somebody has questions about specific flights or travel plans, or they want to plan that trip to Paris or anywhere else, what do they need to do?
Give us a call at St. Clair Travel, 810-329-7163.